It's 8:05, and Charlie Clayman is with me today. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing really well.
We finally got together.
Yeah.
Yeah, after all this time. We made phone calls, and and then I was sick, and you... Well, anyway, so we're here today, and that's a good thing, right? So I'm happy that you're here, and happy New Year, by the way.
Same to you.
Thank you very much. Charlie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 29 years old. I'm a competitive snowboarder.
Wow.
And I love Broadway shows. I love music. And I love Broadway musicals.
You like Broadway musicals, huh? What's your favorite musical on Broadway right now?
There's not a musical that I don't like on Broadway.
Okay, that answers the question. So you like all the musicals. As far as music, do you like rock and roll? Stuff?
Yeah,
like,
rock and roll,
some
stuff
good
like
bands.
That.
Uh-huh. Some good bands. You like the Beatles?
Yeah.
All right. Actually, see, you're a young guy, and I always ask that question, and I noticed that a lot of people still like the Beatles after all this time.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. Now, you're with the Adaptive Sports Foundation,
correct?
Right? Did they get you started snowboarding?
No, actually.
Okay. Tell me the story.
So, we came up to Windham. Well, we have a friend that has been skiing up in Windham for a while, and then we came up here. And we were looking for an easy lesson for me. And we went to the ski school, and they said, "Had you heard about the Adaptive Sports Foundation?" We said, "No." And then they directed us to a little, like, cubby hole in the back of the main lodge. In the back of the main lodge. And, like, they didn't know what my disability was going to be or where I was or how I was going to act. So they started me out with 5 instructors. Then we quickly, as they started learning about me, we went down to 3. Then they learned a little more. We went down to 2. And then a little bit more, we went down to 1.
All right. And they helped you through that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've worked with you. They still with you?
Yeah.
All right. So you're still doing it, huh?
Yeah.
So how long have you been? How long has this process taken?
It has taken 15 years for me to get to this process, through this process, and there's nothing I would rather be doing with my life.
How do you consider yourself a championship snowboarder?
I do consider myself a championship snowboarder.
Excellent. I love it. I love it. Okay. You're on the Adaptive Sports Foundation's race team, I understand, huh?
That is correct.
So that's quite an accomplishment, hmm?
Yeah.
What do you like about the race team?
Being on the race team, it's fun. We train every day. Every Saturday, Sunday, we're out there training from 9:30 to 2:30 for races. But it's just a great big family that I'm proud to be a part of.
You got a lot of buddies there, Charlie.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So what does being a part of the Adaptive Sports Foundation mean, aside from the friendship and, the training and everything?
It means that I can hone my own craft, and I can give back to the community in the way that I want to give back to the community.
That is well said. Very well said. And what do you see yourself doing next? The Adaptive Sports Foundation has different programs, too, not only skiing, right?
Yeah.
There's kayaking. There's all kinds of things. What do you see yourself doing next?
Well, I'm currently in a junior instructor program. So where I'm heading towards next, and this has been a 6-year goal for me, is becoming an instructor.
All right. So that's a goal. Are you close to it?
I'm working on it.
You're working. Well, I just wanted to ask you that because you look like you're like really ready to go to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who else in your family is involved in the Adaptive Sports Foundation?
I have my sister, my brother, and my dad all are ski instructors with the Adaptive Sports Foundation. They started after I started at the Adaptive Sports Foundation. And then my mom is the head cook for the Adaptive Sports Foundation.
All right. So it's a family affair.
Yes.
So everybody's kind of involved in this because there's a lot of things to do at the Adaptive Sports Foundation. They do a lot for people.
They do a lot for the community.
Mm-hmm. And overall, how's your experience and time with the Adaptive Sports Foundation impacted your life? What has it done for you overall?
It's given me a chance to do something outside of the city, that's not as stressful, and a chance for me to give back to the community through sports.
All right, so that's a good thing. And, you know, as far as your accomplishments over the years at the Adaptive Sports Foundation, you know, we continue this the best of luck. Anything else you want to say? Because we have some time left if you'd like to expound on it a little bit.
Yeah, I have a little story.
Go ahead.
So about 2 weeks ago, I was snowboarding. And this – so – I'm friendly with all of the Adaptive Sports Foundation instructors, and I saw one of my friends with a student named Hunter. And he said, meet me at the top of the new six-pack lift. So I get up there. So we waited. Me and my coach waited. And he said, would you mind helping me out with this kid? I'm going to have him follow your turns. And I was like, okay. So the kid followed my turns, and it just made me feel so good that I could give back to somebody who I normally would not have been able to work with.
So you got involved. So giving is always better than receiving, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that had to give you a chance to give, and I'm sure you'll be giving a lot more over the years too, Charlie, because you like sound like you are really involved in this. Your whole family's involved in it.
They really are.
And there's many other things and many other facets to the Adaptive Sports Foundation that you will become involved in, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So you want to do kayaking or anything like that?
I might try that at some point.
What the heck? Why not? Now, your home is in Manhattan, right?
Correct.
Yeah, down in the city. And you come up here and work with the Adaptive Sports Foundation.
Correct.
I'm sure you guys have a home up here. And, you know, so we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And, you know, I'm sure that you need, you know, you have all the ingredients. And to, you know, I have to watch you snowboard sometime. I go out there sometimes and watch things.
Yeah.
And I do a thing with the veterans for the Adaptive Sports Foundation when they have them out there for the day. Are you involved in that at all?
I mean, sometimes I work with them.
And we do this. I go out there with a microphone and record some of the guys. And then come back, and we play them on the weekend. So that's coming up later on. So that's always a fascinating and enlightening time for me too. So Charlie Kleiman, thank you, and best of luck to you in the future. And I'm sure you got.
Thank you for having me.
You're going to have a wonderful time out there. So get out there, and maybe we'll see you win some medals somewhere too.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Charlie Kleiman on RIP 97.9. Joel Averro here with you, and. This is Carly Rae Jepsen. It's Call Me Maybe. RIP 97.9.